Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, February the 18th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life could well be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So here we go with the synopsis, and I'm going to start by giving you an overview of the last 5 recessions, and I will explain why this one will be so much worse. This is a very important piece, and I strongly recommend that if you are of a mind to join up with the Wake Up Call, this would be the moment to do it. Then I'm going to talk about a new study which has found that about 530 families each year are financially ruined by medical bills and sicknesses, and most of those families actually had health insurance. This is a very grim spectacle, and you need to know about it. Then we will talk about the qualifications for a second passport. Not an essential, but a very good idea. So listen up to the advice given. Well, you know, our fate is indeed these days determined by the twin burdens of the welfare state and the warfare state. And nobody can or will do anything about it, including the great disruptor, our friend Mr. Trump. So then I'm going to talk about swearing and the use of obscene or taboo language. Swearing, as it's more commonly known, some very interesting psychological details about the origin of swearing with each person. Then a little economic comment about the fact that it looks very much like as though the Federal Reserve has learnt nothing and we're going to go back to quantitative easing. But anyway, listen to what I have to say and decide for yourselves. Nydia Stone speaks out about her husband's arrest. That's the arrest of Roger Stone in the most outrageous circumstances. So you'll want to listen to that. So, of the more than 1,600 generic drugs approved by the FDA since January 2017, more than 700, or 43%, are not even for sale in the United States. And that's according to a new analysis by Kaiser Health News. And I indeed get some of these drugs in Malaysia, which they've never heard of in the United States. And they are generics of household names in the States. So I can vouch for the truth of some of that statement, at least. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you separately and individually three free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or some such, and I will take it from there. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unsafe times we're living in. You may feel free to select any three shows, but I highly recommend the most recent three, because they will give you an indication of how I deal with current affairs. So just to finish, let me just give you my information, starting with my email address, which is freely available on the Podbean page, which you probably are looking at. But it is nevertheless rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, followed by my name and a one. The Facebook page, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. There's no punctuation in there, all lowercase, please, and all one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Finally, I have a Twitter address which takes the pithy one-liners. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Richard Martin, that's RMWakeUpCall. Okay? So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bid you farewell. I hope that you will have a very good week ahead of you. I will talk to you again on Friday. So until then, take care. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.